On Sunday, September 16th at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl will feature Miles Davis and Gil Evans, Still Ahead, a New Jersey Performing Arts Center event that is part of what will become an annual James Moody Democracy of Jazz Festival. Our guest will be bassist Christian McBride, trumpeter Terrence Blanchard, conductor Vince Mendoza, and president and CEO of NJPAC, John Schreiber. That's Sunday, September 16th at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web. Listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. The name of this program is Sugar in My Bowl. And that's Nina Simone singing Sugar in My Bowl. And we're going to sort of make our way to... where is it? There it is. Yeah, we're going to make our way to the program because there's a lot to do. We're going to be talking to Christian McBride, Terrence Blanchard. We're going to be talking to Vince Mendoza, who is the conductor of this Miles Ahead event that will be taking place at New Jersey Performing Arts Center. And we'll be talking to John Schreiber, who is the president and CEO of New Jersey Performing Arts Center. Stay tuned. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. My name's Joyce Jones. Sugar in My Bowl, coming up now.
My bow.
Okay, on the line we have...
John Schreiber from the New Jersey Performing Arts Center.
And John Schreiber is the president and CEO of the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. Also, if the name sounds familiar, John Schreiber has had another life, or how would you like to describe that, your life as a promoter?
I've had many lives.
Yes.
And I'm still on my feet.
Yes.
Right.
Wow, you've done a lot of stuff. You're a producer. You've produced jazz and comedy festivals and a Tony Award-winning Broadway play.
Right.
What was the Tony Award-winning Broadway play?
That was a one-woman show called Elaine Stritch at Liberty.
Oh, gosh, yes. I have that recording.
And if you can live through that, then you can do most anything. So there.
Elaine Stritch is fabulous.
Yeah, she's quite a piece of work. Yep.
And we have Vince Mendoza, who is... Okay, introduce yourself, Vince Mendoza, to everybody.
Well, my name is Vince Mendoza. I'm a composer, conductor. I live in Los Angeles, and I'm extremely happy to be able to conduct the Miles Ahead concert at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in October.
Now, you haven't met, you say. Neither of you have met each other.
We haven't met, so this is a historic occasion.
Yeah, this, we're history on the hoof, right?
On WBAI,
yeah, right.
By the way.
So, that's right.
So Vince and I have in common one of the great women of jazz, and that's Darlene Chan, who is the producer of our new James Moody Democracy of Jazz Festival.
Yes.
At the Art Center in Newark.
Yes.
I've known Darlene for 30 years because she and I grew up working for a guy named George Wein,
right,
the inventor of the modern American Jazz Festival. So this great concert that really was premiered, I guess, at the Hollywood Bowl, is that right?
That's right. We played it a couple of years at the Hollywood Bowl a couple of years ago, and then again at the Monterey Jazz Festival last year.
And apparently Christian McBride presented the Gil Evans, Miles Davis event at...
That was at the Hollywood Bowl. Yes, Christian was there, and as was Peter, and Jimmy Cobb was there, and Howard Johnson,
yes,
was also going to be at our concert in New Jersey.
It was actually Howard Johnson who told me about this event to begin with.
Ah.
So I was moved to
great.
Talk about it. So how did this James Moody Democracy of Jazz Festival come about to begin with?
Well, James Moody spent a fair amount of his youth in Newark and really in many ways kind of considered himself a Newarker. And James Moody was one of the most generous and delightful people one would ever want to meet, in addition to being a brilliant musician and teacher and composer. You know, Moody was also somebody with a great generous heart. And Moody was the kind of guy that, meeting you for the first time, you know, he would kiss you on both cheeks. He was just somebody who sort of loved humanity. And one of the things about jazz, great jazz, is that it is the most democratic of musics. Folks need to listen to each other in order to sort of achieve great art, I think. And so that democracy of jazz is something that Moody understood. And jazz, we think it's almost like a civics lesson for citizens, you know? It's democracy in action when great artists get together and improvise. So we decided to name the festival after a great son of Newark whose spirit is a spirit that everybody should embrace. And so the festival has a whole bunch of elements to it, but two of the highlights are the concert that Vince is conducting, which is a great all-star orchestra performing the classic Gil Evans arrangements that he wrote for Miles Davis of Sketches of Spain.
Porgy and Bess and Miles Ahead.
Terrence Blanchard and Sean Jones will be playing the Miles parts.
Right.
And Christian McBride will be playing bass.
Right.
And Christian is also the artistic advisor to this festival. And Christian has a great spirit, too.
Yes.
And when I think of musicians that exemplify the spirit of Moody, I think of Christian. And so I'm happy that he's going to be the artistic advisor to the festival.
You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program, and I am speaking with Christian McBride.
Hey, hey, hey.
Again. Well, I like speaking to you, so.
Oh, I'm glad you clarified that.
It's
like
fun.
Again.
It's loads of fun every time I get a chance to talk to you.
Yes, it is.
Now, we're talking today because you are going to be serving as artistic advisor to the James Moody Democracy of Jazz Festival. Now, that is the first of an annual event.
Yes.
It's going to run from October 15th through October 21st at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center.
correct.
Now, what does artistic advisor entail?
Well, I'll tell you how this came about in the first place. John Schreiber, who was the new CEO of NJPAC, actually used to work for many years with George Wein. So I've known John. I first met him when I was in high school, and we've always kept in touch. He's always followed my career, even during the times when he wasn't in the jazz industry. But when he came on board with NJPAC, he and Darlene Chan, who's also been a part of Festival Productions, George Wein's company, for many, many years, I guess they kind of got together and figured who would be a good point person for this new jazz festival. And my name came up, and because I've had a relationship with Darlene through the years, particularly when I was working with the L.A. Philharmonic doing their programming for their jazz series out there, she liked what I did out in L.A., and she conveyed that to John Schreiber, and John said, oh, well, I know what Christian's been doing with L.A. Phil, and also with Jazz Museum in Harlem and with Jazz House Kids. So he said, I think he'd be great. So all we basically did was get together and brainstorm and talk about programming and musicians and different ideas, some of which we're actually still putting together. Like, we're trying to put together some smaller local projects in and around Newark, as well as what's going on with the big concerts at Prudential Hall and NJPAC, which is already booked.
So the reason why I initially called was to find out what did the relationship of Gil Evans and Miles Davis mean for you?
It seems to me like most people in my generation, or maybe even a generation before, if you ask them what their first 10 jazz albums were they ever heard, they would most likely name one of the great Miles Davis Gil Evans collaborations, like Miles Ahead or Porgy and Bess,
right,
or what's this?
Sketches of Spain.
And they just, they had a real simpatico, you know. I really have a feeling that those records have such sheer beauty. It kind of defies category because all of their projects are projects that anybody, no matter what kind of genre of music they maybe gravitate toward, they're going to like those recordings.
That's for sure. And on the evening of Still Ahead, the
right,
music of Gil Evans and Miles Davis, you're going to be performing.
Yes.
Porgy and Bess, Sketches of Spain, Miles Ahead.
Yeah, we're going to be playing selections from all of those recordings.
Right, right. Well, I spoke to Terrence Blanchard, so I know he's on board, as
yes,
he's going to be playing Porgy and Bess, from what I understand.
Right.
And Sean Jones, do you know what he's going to be playing?
I don't know what specific songs he's going to be playing, but this entire program, Still Ahead, is something that I programmed with the L.A. Philharmonic my last season there 2 years ago.
I see.
And we had Terrence Blanchard and Nicholas Payton playing that night, but Nicholas
right,
couldn't do it, and so Sean is going to come in and do his thing.
Well, I had heard about it from Howard Johnson, who,
yes,
tubist Howard Johnson, who told me about.
It's also on that concert.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, it's always a thrill to be around Howard and play with him.
Darlene, when we first thought of this festival, said, need to do this concert. This is a unique evening, and we wanted to do things that were really special for the audience. And so here we are, and she was smart enough to engage Vince. And he agreed to do it, and so he's in charge of the band.
So, Vince?
Well said, my friend. Well said.
I rest my case.
I have nothing else to add to that.
Well, how did you wind up conducting?
Well, you know, I've known Darlene for many years, obviously, but the part of what I bring to this project is my experience as a composer and working within the jazz medium and also working with large ensembles. And I have to say, probably one of the most important moments in jazz was the appearance of these three recordings in the late 50s, Miles Ahead, Porgy and Bess and Sketches, that not only changed the way that jazz musicians look and hear their improvisations, but it also brought to light the fact that large ensembles could exist and still inspire an improviser to live inside of these structures and beautiful textures, and in particular Gill's technique at creating structures and textures that inspire improvisers is what I most value in this music. And so when I was asked to work with the ensemble and conduct the original orchestrations that we're going to play at the concert next month, I jumped at the chance. And of course, Gill has always been one of my heroes as a writer, and to be able to even just sit and look at these scores and try to get inside of them is a great gift. So it's, you know, the fun began long before we arrived at the stage years ago. And I see it as a big challenge to bring something new to this music and keep it fresh and keep the improvisers inspired. And we've done it a few times, and every time we do it, it seems like the first time that the improviser, Terrence, this time, and Sean, will find new ways to improvise on this music. And it always gets taken to another place. And it's a wonderful gift to be able to play this music again.
Now, with regard to the festival, the James Moody Democracy of Jazz Festival, there are three events. This is one of the, well, there are many events, but there are three main events, I guess, or major events. The Still Ahead, Miles Davis and Gil Evans is one event.
That is Saturday, October 20th.
Yes.
In Prudential Hall at NJPAC in Newark, right?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And but it kicks off with For Love of Moody, a jazz celebration. And this features many people: George Benson, the Manhattan Transfer, David Sanborn, Kenny Barron, John Faddis, Jimmy Heath, et cetera, et cetera. Paquito de Rivera, another Christian McBride appearance. Are you going to be involved in, as far as playing bass, are you going to be playing for many events?
Well, there's only four concerts.
Okay.
There's the Jazz House Kids Gala, which I'm playing for, the James Moody Tribute Concert, which is going to be a lot of people playing that night. I'm not playing on that concert, but I'm emceeing that concert.
Okay.
Then there's the Miles Davis and Gil Evans Tribute Night with Terrence Blanchard and Sean Jones. I will be playing for that.
And there's another event. I think it's for children.
Right.
Or it's geared toward children.
There are several events that are really fun on the festival.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to mention the supposed third main event, Magic Treehouse,
right.
A Night in New Orleans, that's based on the best-selling books of author Mary Pope Osborne. And it was created by Osborne's playwright, musician husband, Will Osborne, and Murray Horowitz, who's the co-creator of Broadway's Ain't Misbehavin', and the legendary composer Alan Toussaint.
Right.
I want to go to that, too.
Well, that's going to be at NJPAC's Victoria Theater.
And what's fun about that is that this will be the premiere of a musical. And what this musical deals with is in the Magic Treehouse, which is a chapter book series that has sold 100 million books over the last 20 years, there's a hero and heroine. They're 9 years old. Their names are Jack and Annie. And Jack and Annie are time travelers. And so they go into all different aspects of history, and they sort of change the world. So in this particular book, which is called Night in New Orleans, Jack and Annie go to New Orleans in 1915, and they meet Louis Armstrong, who is 15 years old. And they convince Louis Armstrong that he should continue to play the trumpet. And if he does, he'll change the world. And so it is a really fun musical for kids. These books appeal to primarily second, third, and fourth graders. They really teach kids to learn to love how to read. And so we're bringing the book to life on stage with a musical. Alan has written some amazing stuff. And it's an introduction to kids of jazz and also of Louis Armstrong, who, of course, is an extraordinarily important person in music and in our culture. And just like Moody, Louis Armstrong had an extraordinary exuberance and love of life and love of people. So if you're going to be introduced to jazz when you're in the third grade or fourth grade, who better to do that than Louis Armstrong, right? So one of the things we're going to do is every fourth grader in the Newark Public Schools, and there are 4,300 of them, are going to see this show for free during the festival. And in addition to that, every fourth grader last spring when they were in the third grade got a 28-volume library of Mary's books so that they could start reading up.
Oh, excellent.
So education is a really important part of what we do at the Arts Center, and the integration of music in education is something that the federal government has certainly dropped the ball on, and so it's up to places like ours and authors and artists to sort of pick up the slack and make sure that kids have these types of experiences. So we're really excited about this. The cast is made up of young kids who are 12, 13, 14, and it's very exciting.
listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. Lord knows I hate talking over this one because, it just, goosebumps. This is Blues for Pablo. As a matter of fact, I've been playing all of the selections I've played after the theme, the show's theme, Nina Simone's I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl, were from Miles Ahead. And there's still more to come from Miles Ahead. Before this, we heard the title cut, Miles Ahead. Before that, we heard Springville. And before that, we started off the show with New Roomba. Stay tuned for more on Sugar in My Bowl on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web. Love this.
Well, I understand that the James Moody Democracy of Jazz Festival is actually going to make a donation to Newark Arts High School.
Right. That's in relation to another program on the festival. We launched the first Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Vocal Competition some months ago. Almost 700 singers from around the world entered.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. It is the largest online jazz vocal competition ever. And Sarah was born and raised in Newark.
Right.
And Sarah went to Arts High School. So we're going to start a new vocal scholarship in her name. And we are doing an event on Sunday, October 21st, which will be the finals of the Sarah Vaughan vocal competition. And we've got great judges. We have Dee Bridgewater and John Hendricks and Melissa Walker, who is Christian's wife and
right.
a great jazz singer.
Larry Rosen, man who started GRP Records.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I wouldn't want to be a singer singing in front of them.
Actually, I should say, because I didn't mention, Melissa Walker is a singer in her own right.
And Michael Bourne from...
WBGO, our... Right? Jazz friends down the dial.
DGO is our co-presenter of the festival, and it should be a lot of fun.
Well, there are so many great events to go to during this festival, and there are so many free events to go to as well.
Yeah, that's important.
It's very community accessible.
Yeah.
Everybody will have an opportunity to go. You can,
that's what we want.
Yes, you've definitely achieved that.
It's off Monday the 5th, and it heats up over the course of the week. There's a wonderful jazz education outfit out of Montclair called Jazz House Kids.
Yes, and that is something that Melissa Walker is also involved with.
She runs that, right?
Exactly.
On October 17th is going to be Jazz House Kids 10th Anniversary Gala event, and I'm really excited about that because it's going to kick off the big concerts at Prudential Hall for the festival. But also, my big band is going to be the house band for the evening. We have S.E. Pather Merkerson and Jesse L. Martin from Law & Order as our host for the evening. And along with my big band, our special guests are going to be Angelique Kijo, George Duke, Fred Wesley, and Maceo Parker.
Wow.
And I was teasing Melissa. I said, we better change the name from Jazz House Kids to Funk House Kids that night.
Right.
And they're going to be honoring Harry Belafonte.
That's right.
And others, so that should be a special night.
It's October 17th at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
And then, actually, I see on the 15th, though, mm-hmm. you have Rufus Reed.
Yes.
And his Out Front Trio at Bethany Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 275 West Market Street. There are so many events. I'm really not going to... I'm supposed to be focusing on one, but this is such an amazing festival, and so I wanted to talk about as much of it as I could.
That's very nice of you to do that.
Wish I could go to all of them.
Yes.
Well, you know, if people want to know more about the festival, they can go to www.njpac.org, and everything is there. As you say, a lot of it is free. We're going to inaugurate a jazz brunch series on Sunday the 21st, named after Garth Ann Kirk, the First Lady of Newark Jazz, Roland Kirk's widow, a great force for good. And Jerry Allen's going to be performing there with her group. And the great tap dancer, Maurice Chestnut, will be performing with Jerry.
He's a member of her Timeline.
That's right.
Group, yeah. I actually saw them recently at Marcus Garvey Park as part of the Jazzmobile. They closed it out. So.
How was it?
Oh, it was fabulous, of course.
Yeah.
You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. All right, come on. You can do it. You know you can. Come on, come on. Come on, player. Oh, yeah, well, we've gone into the Porgy and Bess portion of this presentation. Wow, man. Gosh. Come on. Players, come on. We can do this. Yeah, there we go. Whew. Yeah, as I said, we've gone into the Porgy and Bess portion of the program. We'll be hearing from Terrence Blanchard soon. And what did we hear before that? Oh, yeah, I said Blues for Pablo. Love that song. Love that song. From Miles Ahead. Oh, yes. as was mentioned, you can go to njpac.org and find out more about the schedule. It is up. You can go to Sugar My Bowl and see pictures of people that I'm talking to. That's Sugar, S-U-G-A, and mybowl.org. And let's go back to summertime. We're losing it. Summertime's almost over. Some days are chilly, some days are not. But this is a great song, so here we go. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. Sugar in My Bowl, my name's Joyce Jones. Stay tuned. But back to Still Ahead, Miles Davis, Gail Evans, Still Ahead. Vince?
I'm still here.
I understand that Terrence Blanchard is going to be focusing on the music of Porgy and Bess. That's
right. Well, we're going to do music from all three of the recordings that were done during that time, Miles Ahead, Sketches of Spain, and Porgy.
Right.
And not only is his music not played very often in public, but certainly to combine all three of the records in one night is unprecedented. So we're structuring the evening in a way to do Porgy and Bess selections with Terrence Blanchard, and then Sean Jones will play the Sketches of Spain selections, and then we're going to pepper the evening with various pieces from the Miles Ahead record. So everybody will be able to play on something during that concert.
And you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. And my guest at this moment is Terrence Blanchard. How you doing there?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. I have you on the phone to discuss the upcoming event at New Jersey Performing Arts Center. It's a tribute to Gil Evans and Miles Davis called Still Ahead. How did you become involved in that event?
Well, Darlene Chan is a good friend of mine. She's also books and promotes the Hollywood Bowl. Came up with the idea a couple of years ago. We did a concert at the Bowl, a tribute to Miles Davis and Gil Evans, with myself, Nicholas Payton, and Miles Evans. And I got a chance to do the Porgy and Bess music, and Nicholas did the Sketches of Spain. And it was such a success, man. We had so much fun doing it that she actually booked it again, and we did it in Monterey. And it was such a success. She's been trying to find other places for it, so she found the place on the East Coast. I'm excited about coming there. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was just a great event to be. And actually, the first time we did it, Christian McBride was the one who was the musical director for it.
What does Miles Davis mean to you?
Ooh, how much time do we have?
How much time you want to give?
Well, I mean, you know, for me, he is a father of modern music in a sense, not only jazz, but fusion as well. Miles is the type of person, you know, he wasn't the strongest trumpet player who came along during his heyday because he came along with people like Patsy Navarro and Clifford Brown and Dizzy Gillespie. But the thing that made Miles brilliant is that he knew how to find his way. He was courageous enough to stick to his guns about what it is that he does and continue to develop into probably one of the most creative and motivating figures in modern music. And that point was never lost on me because when I started getting into music, started getting into the instrumental side of jazz, one of the first things that I noticed about Miles is that he never stayed in one place. Mm. So immediately that let me know that your whole life, you know, which is, if you're dedicated to this music, should be about growth and change. And I have him to thank for putting that notion in my head.
So I suspect that's something that you carry throughout your career. Growth and change?
I try. Yeah. I try to the utmost of my ability. I've been blessed enough to work with Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter when I was with the Monk Institute, and those guys are guys who never look back. Those guys are the guys who, you know, they carry that whole thing forward, and I've also been inspired by them as well. They're all part of that same lineage. The young musicians now understand that they have so many different types of influences. It's not that they sit down and say, oh, I'm going to draw from this, I'm going to draw from that. I think when you study a lot of different things, they just start to come together and culminate into one kind of conglomeration of a lot of things that you've worked on.
I understand that Sean Jones is part of this event. Now, you had mentioned how in past performances, Nicholas Payton played a certain series of Gil Evans, Miles Davis recordings, and you played some others. Is there a similar breakdown this time?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not totally certain about what Sean is going to play, but I'm thinking he's going to play the Sketch of Disdain, and I'm definitely going to do the Paul Gann Best portion.
Oh, okay. Do you have a certain affinity toward the Porgy and Bess portion, or that's just something you wound up with?
Well, no, I mean, you know, I love it for a number of reasons. I love it because it's great classic American music, mm-hmm. first of all. My father was an opera singer, and he loved a lot of vocal music, and he loved a lot of musicals. So So I heard Pogi and Best growing up. But then when Miles did his rendition of the entire thing, I thought the collaboration between him and Gil Evans was brilliant in that they took an American classic and made it a new classic. Because, you know, their version of it is something that just stands on its own as being one of those monumental pieces that has turned the tide in music.
I am so grateful for you to have participated in this exchange about this event at New Jersey Performing Arts Center in October.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
We're looking forward to seeing you. And thank you so much, Terrence Blanchard.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, Howard Johnson, when he told me about this event, it was also his introduction to Gil Evans, just hearing that there was a tuba involved.
Right.
He was like, wow, that's a tuba.
Well, you know, Gil is significant for us writers, and because we noticed that Gil had been using instruments that are not in their traditional big band setting, and that changes the way that we hear a large ensemble to be able to hear a tuba or a bassoon. The Sketches of Spain has numerous woodwind doubles, alto and bass flutes and oboe, and there's a percussion and harp, and Gil really stretches the concept of what a jazz ensemble should be. And Howard is a his part is a big part of what the Sketches of Spain sound is, and certainly the Gil Evans sound, even before Miles Ahead, the octet, Nonet Music, that used the tuba as an ensemble instrument, not just to play low notes, but to play melodies. And so Howard's role in this concert is very important.
So I mentioned Gil Evans. How did you wind up working with him?
He came to see me when I was with Mingus.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, wow, Gil Evans, now's my chance. Because, see, I had heard Gil Evans back in 57, when Miles Ahead first came out,
right. And
it just knocked me down.
Yeah.
I was walking somewhere, and I had the little Motorola transistor radio, and the DJ said, the music I'm going to play tonight has no endings and beginnings, so I'm going to do all my announcements and commercials before and after the music. It's a new one by Miles Davis, and a large ensemble under the direction of Gil Evans. I'd never heard of Gil Evans before.
Right.
So I'm thinking, Miles in a big band, this has got to be corny. And then they started playing it. They played Springsville. And I was like, whoa, there's a tuba in this. And French horns and all kind of stuff. And Miles is playing. I'm like, whoa, man. I really was just about frozen in my tracks because I was supposed to be walking somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was only a half-hour jazz program that was once a week in my town on its local radio station. And after the last piece, he says, next week, side two. In his FM radio voice.
Right.
I got my hands on anything that had Gil Evans' name on it, and it turned out this guy is amazing. He's bringing some stuff into the world that nobody else can. You know, I love that. And he's doing it with a tuba player, too.
Hi, this is Christian McBride, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
And you're listening to Sugar in My Bowl. My name's Joyce Jones. Very quickly, we heard a little bit from Howard Johnson. If you want to hear the rest of that program, you can go to Sugar, S-U-G-A, in my bowl at, wait a minute, sugarinmybowl.org. And if you have any questions, you can either call me at 212-209-2900 here in the studio, or you can email me at sugar, S-U-G-A, in my bowl at gmail.com. What we are listening to now is the end of a medley. I don't want to be kissed by anyone but you. Before that, we heard Lament. Before that, The Meaning of the Blues. Stay tuned for more Sugar in My Bowl and, John Schreiber, President and CEO of NJPAC, New Jersey Performing Arts Center, and Vince Mendoza, the conductor of this Still Ahead event, Miles Davis and Gil Evans, the music of Miles Davis and Gil Evans, and a little bit more from Christian McBride. Stay tuned. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
If I can ask a question of Vince, these records, one doesn't have to be a jazz fan or know anything about jazz to know that these are among a handful of sort of extraordinary, one-of-a-kind recordings that resonate so broadly. What do you think it is about this sound or these arrangements or a combination of musician and arranger that make them so, not only so great, but also so widely accessible?
Well, you know, these records came at a time where jazz musicians were shifting away from bebop and the sort of insular nature of the music that very technical and sort of inside in a way. You had to be in the club to be able to play it. And Miles in particular, around that time where I think that his comment was he wanted to make a return to melody.
Mm-hmm.
And so his approach to playing music was a lot more in terms of modes and playing melodies across long stretches of modal textures. And that in combination with the fact that I think that they were reaching out to other styles of music and are reaching back to standard tunes again, playing the melodies of standard tunes, maybe reaching into other cultures. If you get interested in Spanish music, for example, the interest in other cultures and their music started back then. And, of course, now it's very common to be able to put a Spanish CD into your player and listen to it. In those days, it was very new to be able to incorporate Spanish music into jazz. And so I think that those two things really made people start noticing that this music is a lot more accessible in a visceral sort of way, that there's more melody, there's more color and texture and even interest in other cultures that made this music come to life.
Well, thanks, John, for that question to Vince. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Is there anything, John, you want to add, or Vince, that we haven't addressed? I know there's so much that can be said about the festival and the Gil Evans-Miles Davis relationship in general.
Yeah, I'm just happy that I'm able to come to New Jersey and be a part of such an amazing festival. It sounds like there are so many wonderful things happening there. I hope people will come down and hear it.
And that's Vince Mendoza and John Schreiber.
I'm honored that Vince is going to be conducting. This is his baby. And this is also the East Coast premiere of this concert. And so it's really a one-of-a-kind for anybody in the New York metropolitan area.
Yes.
And this music is so spectacular. We've all heard it for years on our record players and on our CD players and whatever. But to hear it live with a band filled with as many amazing musicians as we've been able to put together in a hall like Prudential Hall, which is as acoustically superb a concert hall as any place in the world. If you love jazz, if you like jazz, you really need to come and hear this. So, and it's Saturday, October 20th, NJPAC in Newark.
Well, thank you so much, John Schreiber. And John Schreiber is the president and CEO of New Jersey Performing Arts Center. And Vince Mendoza, who is the conductor of the Gil Evans Miles Davis tribute still ahead, that will be happening at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center on Saturday, October 20th. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for spending this time with us.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Nice meeting you, John.
Likewise, Vince. See you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Well, thank you so much, Christian McBride.
That's it?
That is it, yes. It was a real brief time. We'll have to come back and do something else some other time.
All right, you make sure we do.
I will.
Always great to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right, now.
Bye-bye.
Later.
All right, so that was my conversations. Those were my conversations with Christian McBride, Terrence Blanchard, actually I should say bassist and composer and Grammy winner, Christian McBride, and Grammy winner, trumpeter, Terrence Blanchard, and the president and CEO of New Jersey Performing Arts Center, NJPAC, John Schreiber, and Vince Mendoza, who is a composer, conductor, and he is the conductor of the Still Ahead event, the music of Miles Davis and Gil Evans. That's going to happen at New Jersey Performing Arts Center, NJPAC, on October 17th. By the way, if you go to sugarinmybowl.org, aside from pictures, you can see the playlist. If I've missed some, you can see the playlist. For the rest of the program, we're going to listen to more of this great music. Right now, we're listening to, Concerto de Aranjuez. Aranjuez. Oh, see. Somebody's going to have to call me at 212-209-2900. Help me pronounce this properly. It's from Sketches of Spain. Miles Davis's Sketches of Spain. All of the selections are by Miles Davis. Because we're focusing on three releases. Right now we're on the Sketches of Spain portion. Before this we heard Will of the Wisp from Sketches of Spain. And I think I mentioned before, we heard the medley, Lament, The Meaning of the Blues, and I Don't Want to Be Kissed from Miles Ahead. Stay tuned for more. Now, well, like I said, 212-209-2900. Help me pronounce this song. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Jones and Sugar My Bowl. Thank you. listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. My name's Joyce Jones. I am the host, producer, engineer, interviewer of Sugar in My Bowl, and along with my webmeister, Hank Williams, who put up the images of persons I was speaking to today, tonight, and the playlist is up there as well, so you will know that I've been heavily involved in Sketches of Spain after I finished the conversation. What's happening right now is Soleia. Before that, we heard Cesta. Before that, we heard the Pan Piper. And before that, we heard the one I have difficulty pronouncing, Concerto de Aranjuez. Something to that effect. And no one called me, I guess because it's late and people have gone to sleep, to let me know how to pronounce that one. But anyway, you need to get Sketches of Spain and Porgy and Bess and Miles Ahead if you don't already have them. So you will have the music forever. And I had been delinquent with regard to Porgy and Bess, so I have, there's a boat. It's leaving soon for New York. That's how we're going to close the program from Porgy and Bess. And it's been wonderful just playing this music. By the way, Howard Johnson, I spoke to him earlier, and he had mentioned that he will be playing the Miles Davis part on Buzzard's Song from Porgy and Bess at NJPAC, New Jersey Performing Arts Center, on October 20th at 7 p.m. And also, the previous program that focused on art in Black Los Angeles, the last program. That's going to take place at MoMA, Museum of Modern Art, PS1. And you can find out more about that at momaps1.org. And what else did I want to say? I know there was something else. Let's just listen to the rest of this song, and then we'll go into Porgy and Bess. And, well, actually, there's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. That's what we're going to hear. And then we'll prepare ourselves for La Nueva Alternativa right here on WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Stay tuned for more. Oh, yeah, and you can email me at sugar, S-U-G-A, in my bowl, at gmail.com. S-U-G-A, in my bowl, at gmail.com. And you can always check out the archives, the WBAI archives. And you could also check out sugarinmybowl.org to hear past programs. And you could hear the rest of the exchange with Howard Johnson. I kept calling him Howard Jordan by mistake. Stay tuned.
Hello. Bueno, this is Sonia Sanchez. I urge you to give your generous support to listener-sponsored community radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.